Hi, thanks for joining us. You're listening to a class taped live in our studio, so anything can happen. It probably will. Grab a mat, remember to breathe, and have a good time.
That's a face. That was a good face. That was a fantastic face. Thank you all for being here. Before we get started, a quick announcement about next week, July 4th, Sun Salutations Day. Actually, it's the 4th of July Independence Holiday, but here is Sun Salutations Day. At 8:30 on July 4th is our only class. It's 108 Sun A Salutations. We do it each year in support of a community organization. This year it's the Living Room, and we're donating socks, not used socks, socks that are new in the package. Please bring a pair or a package, and we will donate those and have a really good time. The 108 is a series that's a traditional offering practice. We will count your salutations. You don't have to. You can rest if you need to. It's a wonderful moving meditation that we do. It takes about an hour and 15 minutes and just leaves you on a really good high all day long. Plus we'll have live music for Shavasana. You don't want to miss that. Let's start today in child's pose. So you'll come to your knees and let them drop wide to the edges of your mat. Take it to your heels. And maybe your hips reach your heels, and maybe there's no way they're touching your heels today. Either way, it's fine. Knees wide might be your way, and you may find that bringing your knees in a bit feels more comfortable. You could have your arms outstretched or by your sides. The idea is to fold into yourself. Let everything outside the space of your body and your mat fall away as you pay attention to your breath. Move your breath into deeper spaces. Next inhale, come on up to downward facing dog. Spread your fingers so that you can press into your thumb and first finger knuckle. Fingers are spread too wide, you might lose connection in your inner ring knuckles or start to feel stress between your fingers. So just widen them. When your feet hip distance apart, toes straight ahead. You can bend your knees as much as you like here to send your hips out of that. And take a few moments to play with that as you bend your knees, even if you're the most flexible person on earth. You can get more length through your spine. So a little softness in your knee, a lift of your tailbone. Where's the optimal range of motion for you to lengthen your spine? Look forward and walk forward to the rat dog. Your toes point straight ahead, feet about hip distance apart. At least that's where we start. And then if you'd like to go wider than that, if you'd like to adjust your foot position to be slightly toes in, start to create space in your own pose. All of these poses have a general alignment, but then there's your alignment. There's the way that your body will take on a pose that's allowing you more space, more strength. So give the general alignment and then you play around, you dial it in. Create something that works in your physical body, something that works for what you want in your practice.
It's less about doing the poses, more about letting the poses work for you. Release your hands to your mat. Bring your feet together. Press down to the ball of your big toe, the ball of your baby toe.
Center of each heel, lift your inner ankles up and back. As you do, draw your low belly in Uddiyana. Feel the connection of your feet pressing down into the floor and your low belly lifting up.
Make your way up to standing slowly. Take arms overhead. Stacking the bones of your arms from your collarbones. So that you're reaching up from your sternum through your fingertips. And exhale, hands to heart center, we'll pause together. Moment to know what we're practicing for. To be awake and aware to why we got here. To choose what we're putting into our poses, our breath, our practice. To our voices as we join in the sound of home. So full breath in. Bow forward, breathe out. One Sunday, 107.40 go. Inhale, reach up, mountain pose. Not today. Exhale, fold forward. Inhale, halfway. Then you plant your hands, low push up, chaturanga. Good. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Press your hands down, press the tops of your feet down. And downward facing dog, breathe all the way up. Take a full breath in, let it in. And empty it out, like whatever your it is, empty. And look forward, walk or hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, halfway. And breathe out, hold. Press your feet down, reach up, mountain pose. And bow forward. Good. Breath in, halfway lift. And low push up, breathe out. Breath in, upward facing dog. And down dog, breathe all the way up. Have a breath in. And empty. Forward, walk or hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, halfway in. And breathe out. One more round. Press down to go up, mountain pose. And bow forward. Breathe in, halfway in. And low push up, breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. down dog, breathe out. And breathe in. Get empty. Look forward, walk forward, hop. Breathe in. Mouth forward, breathe all the way out. Utkatasana, chair pose, sit low, reach out. Here, as you sit back, reach more forward than up with your arms. Just give it a try rolling your triceps down. And then what can you do with your spine when you allow your arms to be a little more forward? You can move from the deep core muscles. Sit back into your pose, the chair in the back, then arms forward now. Upper back muscles to lift the center of your chest. Good. And then bow forward, exhale. Let's look. Breathe in, halfway lift, flat back. And low push up, breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Step your right foot forward, one one. Breathe here, press down into the 3 points of your front foot and the 3 points of your back foot. You can find even grounding through the ball of your big toes, the ball of your baby toes, center of each heel. There's a meditation on your feet for sure. And something's in the way of you getting to your feet. Can you move it with your breath? Be more fully present where you stand. You connect the work of your feet up into your low belly. You let your low belly lift your chest and wrap your triceps forward enough so that your upper back can then take you into a little back bend. Reach up, go back. On your exhale, hands to your mouth, low push up, breathe out, really nice. Breathe in, upper facing up. Down dog, breathe all the way out. Set your left foot forward, plant your feet, come up. Press into the 3 points of each foot. Use that rooting down to sit deeper, or maybe it's not even lowering yourself deeper, but it's having a deeper experience of your stance. Connecting your feet into your pelvis. Work with your low belly to lift you up. Arrange your arms in a way that gives your spine freedom. So for most of us, that will be slightly forward than we're used to. And then when you have freedom around your spine, you use your back muscles to create back bend. And your arms more up and your spine more back. One more breath in here. Squeeze your arms, light up your fingers. All the way. Hands to your mat, low push up. Breathe out, really nice. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Downward facing dog, breathe out. First warrior one of the day, done. On the books. Breathe out. Walk your hat, top of your mat. Breathe in, halfway lift. And breathe out, hold forward. Drop your hips low, katasana, one breath in. And bow forward, breathe out. Breathe in, halfway lift. Low push up, breathe out. Catch your hat. Good. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And breathe out, down dog. Step your right foot forward, one and one, reach up. And hands to the mat, low push up. Press down, breathe out into low. Good. Breathe in, upward breathe in, upward facing. And breathe out, down dog. Left foot forward, warrior one, reach out. And hands to your mouth, low push up, breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing now. And breathe out, down dog. Have a breath. Look forward, walk, or hop, top of the mat. Breathe in, half lift. And breathe out to fold forward. Drop your hips back, reach up, Utkatasana. And bow forward, breathe out. Inhale to halfway lift, flat back here. Stay looking forward, jump back, walk back, crawl back, wherever you are, go push it. Breathe in for upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Step your right foot forward, warrior one, plant down to reach out. And hands to your mat, go push up, breathe out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, downward facing dog. Left foot forward, warrior one, reach out. And hands to the mat, low push up, breathe it out. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Thanks. Have a breath here. And get empty. On your inhale, take your right leg up for three-legged dog, reach behind you. And point and flex your foot, pull your ankle around. And bend your knee, open your hip. So you're stacking your right hip on top of your left. Press evenly into both hands as you work your knee up toward the ceiling. Leg. You can flip your dog over, spin the foot on your mat. And then back to center, high plank. High push up position to side plank. Ground your right palm, open up to the left. Any variation here is good. Stack your feet. Squeeze both legs. Use your lower leg to lift you. Connect your lower leg into your pelvis, your low belly in. Tighten your upper leg. If you're going to lift your upper leg, do it from tightening instead of kicking. Good. One more breath in. Put your upper hand up. Then look to your mat, no push up. Breathe out. Good work. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And breathe out, down dog. On your inhale, take your left leg up, three-legged dog. And then point and flex on your ankle. No Rice Krispies in the ankles today. It's too hot for that, huh? Bend your knee, open your hip. Either we all just got a lot younger. Everybody get younger this weekend? No? Squeeze your top leg to lift. Breath in, reach up and pull your heart toward the front wall. Look to your mat, a little push up. Breathe out, good work. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And breathe out. Now, God, it's not even close to 7 o'clock yet. Deep breath in. Empty it all the way out. Look forward, walk or hop. Top of your mat. You know what all your friends are doing? Sleeping. Inhale, halfway lift. And exhale, fold, squeeze down, and then drop your hips low, Utkatasana. And twist, bring your hands to your heart, rotate toward your right. Keep your left elbow to the top or the side of your right back. And you'll play around with the arrangement of your elbow. So you send your tailbone back and draw your heart forward. Right? That's the important line in this pose. What's going on in your spine. And then your elbow goes wherever you need it to go to allow your spine to lengthen and rotate. Pull your right shoulder blade toward your spine, slide your left shoulder blade away from your spine, good. On an inhale, open your arms. Then exhale, bow forward. Toe your feet apart. Catch your big toes with your peace fingers. First two fingers of each hand, wrap your big toes. Inhale to a half lift, bend your knees to whatever degree you need to really draw your spine long. Then keep your knees bent like that and let your spine drop. And with your knees bent, then you get that pressure down into the floor through the three points of each foot so that there's energy that extends beyond your feet into the mat, into the floor. And then the rebound up into your low belly. Your feet are working down and the support is coming up your legs and you feel supported in that lift. For most of us, having bent knees helps us to find that. Then you can play with straightening to whatever degree you can while maintaining that kind of rebound, that kind of grounding and lifting. And we'll pretty much all find a point at which it's optimal, where we've got the right amount of knee bend for lengthening the back of our legs. Okay, the forward fold. And also to stay grounded and stay centered. The idea is to find that balance where you're at full range of motion, but remaining connected in the way you're standing. Where you're breathing. It doesn't do us a lot of good to push our flexibility past the point where we can be strong and stable. That kind of flexibility is instability. One more breath in here. As you let it out, release your hands, bring your feet together. And drop your hips low, Utkatasana, chair pose. Exhale, hands to your heart and twist to your left. Take your right elbow to the top of your left thigh or the side. Send your tail back and your heart fold. Rotate it center. Drop your hips back and down. So that your head is higher than your asana. Whatever your rotation is absolutely fine. Length. Working from the connection of your feet through your low belly, left shoulder towards your spine, right shoulder blade away from your spine. Inhale, open your arms. And exhale, bow forward. Good work. Toes of your feet apart. You can then stand on your hands, so toes to your wrist creases. And the idea of that is to really get your hands underneath so that your toes touch your wrists. Ball of your foot is in the cup of your palm, and your fingers are not being squished. Finger squishing pose is something I'm unaware of. I don't know if that exists. I don't know if there's a purpose for finger squishing pose. The idea of your toes and your wrists is that you could press into your wrists for a little kind of acupressure massage, or the ball of your foot in the cup of your palm But you can press into the cup of your palm and get a little pressure massage there. But that's really the only reason to have your hands underneath like this. I mean, it looks cool too, but very few people are watching you do this. Except me, and I'm just trying to make sure you're not pushing your fingers. Release your hands, bring your palms to the mat for crow. And crow pose is grounding your hands, drawing your knees onto your upper arms. Bring your feet together on the floor and look forward. And squeeze your feet together to squeeze your knees into your arms. As you squeeze your knees into your arms, you rock weight into your hands and magic when your feet lift. It's not really magic, it's called integration. Your hands pressing down, belly drawing in, your knees squeezing, your feet pressing. And look forward and jump up, walk back, crawl back like we're downward facing dog in some way. Jump back, and it's called fake it till you make it asana. Many of you have gotten to the point of making it, so awesome. If you're doing this on a podcast at home, it's called sit down, wipe off, get a drink of water, make it back to downward dog. Okay.
Deep breath in. Empty out. You know, look forward and walk or hop to the top of your mat.
Breathe in halfway. Bow forward, breathe all the way up. Press into your feet, come up to standing mountain pose. Take eagle. You wrap your right arm underneath your left and wrap your right leg over top your left. Then sit as low as you can. Set your gaze through your arms. And the way that you can keep your gaze set with your arms in front of you is to soften your eyes so that you have big peripheral vision. In yoga, we talk about drishti. One set point, but awakened to all points. On your inhale, unwind and reach up. And then the other side, you're going to wrap your left arm underneath and wrap your left leg over top. And you sit as low as you can while maintaining strength in your balance. This balance poses don't do a lot of good in our body when we force or struggle. You may get better at struggling, but to get better at balance, find that point at which you feel steady. You feel like you can breathe. There's life in your pose. On your inhale, unwind and reach up. And enhance your heart and pause. And we'll take standing pigeon. You're going to cross your right foot over your left back. And then sit as if sitting back into a chair. And eventually you'll find a place where you can't sit any lower. Then you might hinge forward at your hip. Get as low as you can in the bend of your knee first. Then you could take your hands to the floor if you like. If you're nowhere near the floor, congratulations, you're human. If you're on the floor, you're also human. Nice. Have one more breath here. Now on your inhale, slowly unwind and come up. Reach up and spread wide. And hands to your heart. And the other side. You let your left leg cross over your right. And then bend your standing knee. Keep your chest lifted. And then eventually, when your knee bends no more, you might hinge at your hip and take your elbows to your thigh or your shin. Maybe fingertips to the floor. The focus here is on balance and breath. 3 points of your foot working the floor, let your toes go. Oh yeah. All the toes without oxygen right now. Work the points of your foot. On your inhale, unwind and come up. Good. Reach overhead. Bend hands to your heart. And take tree. Root your left foot down, bring your right foot up, you can let it slide up, and go to your inner calf or ankle. It might raise all the way up. And then where's the breath that we have? Where'd it go, where can it go now? Breath doesn't need to be loud, it doesn't need to be for show. But without the breath, you're moving fully through your body. Something is blocked, something is stuck. You get back to a place where you're unstuck. One more breath here. Your heart on your exhale, foot to your mat, pause. And get the rhythm of breath again. Like there's nothing else to do here but breathe. And then the other side, go reach through your right foot, let your left foot slide up. Pause. Notice what happened with your breath. Did you put yourself in a situation where you had to clench down and stop breathing? If so, can you rearrange this? Taking your arms overhead, the same thing. As you reach up, let your arms be supported by your sternum, so arms may be a little in front of your ears. Triceps roll forward. Maybe your hands back to your heart if overhead causes lack of breath. Suppose you're going to look different from day to day. The way you advance your pose isn't bigger is better. More awake, more aware, more responsive. The advancing of the practice. On your exhale, bring your hands to your heart. And your foot to your mat. Good. Press your feet down, reach up, mountain pose. And exhale, bow forward.
And breathe in, halfway in. And a little push up, breathe out. Then upward facing dog. Breathe out, down dog. Step your right foot forward, take warrior one. Plant and reach up. Then you'll open into warrior two. Towards the side, we'll open your arms, your shoulders, your hips, and then your feet.
Good.
Set your eyes at your little fingernail up front. Press into your feet like you were standing on a dock and a boat, and you're trying not to let the boat get too far away from the dock.
Oh yeah.
No slips in the water.
Oh, that sounds really good right now, doesn't it?
Front palm to the sky, reverse warrior. Spread through your side ribs. And as you reach up, soften the tops of your shoulders enough to allow for breath.
Breath into your side body, fan your ribs. Then straighten your front knee. You can take triangle. Hinge at your hip. You can take your fingertips to a block of the floor. You can work on your shin. Or you can hover your hand. Be light in your arm. Use your legs and your low belly to pull your heart up and forward. You create the shape of the triangle from your feet. One more breath in. Empty it out. Your inhale, come up to standing. You'll turn towards the side wall for crouch. Parallel your feet. Lift up and fold forward. But all 10 toes will point toward the side edge of your mat. As you fold forward, you might bend your knees. Let your head drop. You and walk your hands around the front of your mat for a low lunge pose. A low lunge, front toe straight ahead. You can bring your back knee down. Press into your front foot, draw your low belly in. And you stay here with fingertips on the floor, or press into your front foot so much that you lift up and reach your arm over. The lift of your body comes from the pressing down of your foot, the pressing down of your back shin and foot. Leg bones into your pelvis to lift your low belly, to lift the center of your chest. Roll your triceps forward, your arm bones a little forward, and then let your back muscles take you into back bend. Exhale, bring your hands to your heart. You're going to twist. Take your left elbow outside your right. Inhale, you can open your arms. Any way you like is perfect. And then look to your mat, low push-up. Plant your hands, turn your back toes under. Step back, low push-up by bending your elbows to keep your legs tight. Breathe in, upward facing dog. Nice work. And downward facing dog, breathe all the way out. Step your left foot forward, warrior one. Open into warrior two. Pause here. Find the 3 points of each foot. Whereas the toes are working instead of your feet. Spread out the bottom of your feet. Take out any gripping. We're grounding. And again, that idea of your back and your front foot trying to move toward each other. There's 3 points working into your mat so much you wrinkle up your mat between your feet. And that's not a harsh thing. It's just enough to create stability. When you're working any of these poses in a way that's sustainable with your breath. Moving so hard you can't breathe, it's too hard. From home to sky reverse. Same thing here. You want breath into your side bodies, you want to be fanning your ribs along the left side. There's a certain place where you'll bend and it'll stop your breath. And you can explore that. You can explore how far is it before I can't really breathe. And then come back to where you can and focus on depth through your breathing. Straighten your front knee, hinge in a triangle. It's the same thing here. You press into your feet, you hinge, you can Rest your hands on your block, your shin, floor. But there's a point at which we dump too much into our lower hand, and we start to use our upper body for support, then we can't use it for breath. So you work your legs, you work your core body, you bend into this only so much as you can keep breathing. Keeping going in your body. Soften your front and come up to stand. Turn to the side, walk or straddle. And you can work this kind of straddle split walk or feet as wide apart as you go. Straddle split. Keep awareness of stability in your core, low belly, your back muscles, your arms help out here too. And wish for your legs to let go. Notice though when that stability turns into struggle. Here's the final one. Slowly walk your feet in. Press into the around to the front of your mat for the low lunge. Bring your back knee down. And you can stay with your hands down. Or press into your front foot so much that you don't have to push off your hands. Let's go back. Hands to the mat. There's pushing off your mat, right? Using your hands, your arms. You gotta take your arms out wide until you can't use them anymore. Go like fingertips to the floor, out wide on your mat, or the floor. Then press into your front foot to lift you up. Different, right? Yeah. You can take your arms overhead. Press into your front foot, press into the top of your back foot. Take your teeth out of your lip. You have to work so hard that your teeth get involved. Probably too hard. But that could just be like a response, like a stress response. So what happens when you just pay attention to ease in your face, in your throat? Is something you need to change to get you there? Maybe it's just a habit that you can just, for this moment, break the habit. Breath in, and then twist, hands to your heart for rotate. Take your elbow to your thigh, inside, outside, and crescent form any way that works for you in this twist. It's going to be different than your standing crescent twist. Inhale, open your arms. Then a little push-up, plant your hands, turn your back to the under, step back. Tight leg in back. It's hard after that. Breathe in, upward facing dog. And breathe out, down dog. Have a breath in. Empty. Lift to your hands, walk across the seated, down to your back. Feet down, press your arm holds down at your sides. Come to the ball of your big toe. Feel your inner thighs working to support the lift of your body. One more breath in. And exhale slowly from there. And pause. And again, anchor into the corners of your feet. Pay particular attention to your big toe, not the ball of your big toe. When you press the ball of your big toe into the floor, what do you feel activate? breath in, pressing the ball of your big toe, the center of your heel and the ball of your baby toe. Notice if one point wants to lift. For most of us in this pose, the ball of big toe wants to lift so the knees splay out. As you press into the ball of your big toe, it's aligning your knees over your ankles, using muscles of your inner thighs to support the lift. Stabilizing force there allows you to press into your heels and use your glute muscles for the strength and power of the lift. Deep breath in. And then exhale, slowly release down. Half breath here. Totally empty and safe bridge. Or plant your hands and come up for wheel. Same thing. Get your footprint. Ball of big toe, ball of big toe, center of your heel. And make your way up. As you're sustaining, find the footprint again. Particularly, ball of big toe, keep your knees aligned well, keep your inner thighs supporting the alignment of your pose. One more breath in. And exhale, slowly come down. Take Supta Baddha and slowly keep getting these out to the sides. Reclining butterfly. Good. And lay yourself in a way that's comfortable for your low back. You need to pick up your hips and slide your sacrum more flat. That's a good way to go.
Actually, overhead is not the right word. Over your pelvis is a better way to describe it, which is much less fun. Bring your toes to touch, squeeze your legs, press your feet like you were holding up the ceiling. Reach your arms back behind you alongside your ears. Have a breath in, reach through your fingers. On your exhale, you're gonna curl up and reach for your toes. On your inhale, you're going to slowly come down. And then exhale, squeeze and reach up. And then inhaling it, spine first, then arms, then exhale, curl back up. Inhale, very slowly releasing down. Arms back, and then exhale, right back up. So there is no rest. The inhale is a very slow release. It's a lot harder than going up. Exhale, you pull up. And then the real work is on your inhale as you lower and extend. Reach, then curl. And very slowly. And curl up. If you want to add a layer, you can lower your legs as you lower your upper body. And then raise them as you curl. And it doesn't need to be too far that you lower your legs. Make sure only so far that your sacrum stays flat on the floor and you're not rocking in your hips. Lots of low belly work. And your legs probably go maybe 45 degrees down. That's about it for most of us in that amount of time. Good. Inhale. Good. One more. Exhale. Inhale. Then you'll slowly bend your knees like into your chest. What was that?
That was amazing.
It was amazing.
She wants to do it again. You can stop for more.
It was amazing. It's just amazed. It hurts so much.
Well, that's better than the commentary after ads yesterday.
Yes, so.
Which is also called on tape for posterity. So nice.
Okay. Hug your knees into your nose into your knees. You're going to rock up and back for boat pose.
And I always call this one Robin Hood on a boat. Take your arms out in front of you, palms together like you were aiming at your big toes. Then you're going to pull your right arm back like you were stringing a bow and arrow, still shooting at your own big toes. And come back to center, palms together, and then left and back twist. So you're going to twist into it, but keep your front hand pointing straight ahead. Then palm, palm, and twist. Yeah, good. Awesome. Let's see. Oh, yeah, you look good. That's just kind of scary. But everyone's still shooting straight ahead. Usually this turns into people shooting their neighbors. And I don't really know whether that's for fun or just because we lose it, but two. And some of you are making nice hand motions as if you really are pulling back a bow and arrow. Three dog yoga archery club is in effect. Do one more. Once you've got both sides, come back to center, cross your feet at the ankles. We're gonna do a little push up. Up dog, stretch out. And downward facing dog, breathe all the way up. On your inhale, take your right leg up, three-legged dog. And you bring your right knee toward your right wrist for pigeon pose. And then right knee points straight ahead, your back foot points straight back. Your thigh bones align with the side edges of your mat. If your right hip is off the floor and you want to put a block under it, that's a good way to go. You could also put a block underneath your chest for support. Lock under your forehead is also nice, and just not resting on the mat yet. And we do cultivate quality of restfulness in this pose, but it's not a resting pose. You firm your back leg, keep your belly drawn in again. And you're going to soften your upper body in the service of breath. Take out any holding or gripping in your arms or your face in order to create a tone of relaxed resilience. Really no way to push ourselves into this pose. Many times when we are pushing, we're actually just creating our own resistance. In these poses, you find the natural resistance that happens in all of our bodies. There's resistance to something. And then you work with breath. Steady, consistent practice of breath. And you meet the resistance like water meets rocks, moving over it, around it, smoothing it out over time. Slowly walk up to your hands and make your way back to down dog. And the other side, your left leg up and bring your left knee to your left wrist for pigeon. Point your front knee straight ahead, your back to a straight back. Align your thigh bones with the side edges of your mat. And blocks. Because you need them. smoothed out.
Can you soften the edges of it? Something needs to change, then you change it.
If you're working
at cross purposes with yourself, you change the alignment, you change the pose. If you find that you can't breathe, that's working against you. Doing something to the point of losing your breath is working against you. Whether that's overthinking, being lost in our mind, or pushing to our body. Back to your breath to start looking for yourself. Walk across the seat and down onto your back and take happy baby. Catch your shins or your feet. As your knees drop out to the sides, drop your sacrum to the floor. Back of your pelvis level. You might want to rock a little side to side. Or straighten out your legs. Come on. To Shavasana, deep rest.
You can take any poses or stretches that you need on the way. Make yourself comfortable in your own space.
Close your eyes. Soften your face.
Allow your breath to be natural. And your mind to follow that breath. Instead of controlling, practice resting. The practice of rest is just as important as the practice of postures. But you teach yourself here to let go, to be receptive. Drop into the space of ourselves, but also how we can drop into the space of connection. To be fully at ease with ourselves, with all that is. Practice. What if everyone on the
into your shoulders and hips, your arms and legs, your fingers and toes. And gently roll to your right side. Curl up. Namaste.